May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. When Jesus made that statement in Matthew chapter 5, he from that point proceeds to talk about the scribes and the Pharisees and the Pharisaical approach to spirituality. And he would say things like, those of you who say that you have not killed. He said, but I say to you that if you have hatred in your heart towards somebody, you've committed murder. Those of you who say to you that I've not committed adultery because you've not committed the actual act of adultery, he said, I would say to you that if you've lusted after someone in your heart, then you've committed adultery. Then he makes these crazy statements, and it's really kind of a sarcastic statement. So basically what you should do, if you're going to approach spirituality like the scribes and Pharisees, if you look at something that you shouldn't look at, just pluck your eye out. If you touch something you shouldn't touch, just cut your arm off. Just. But what he says to them earlier, he says, because here's the issue. Your righteousness has to surpass that of scribes and Pharisees. It's not good enough that you say, well, I'm trying to be a good person. It's not good enough that you kind of perform. Because you have to understand, performance doesn't work really well because God's perfect. And God's supernatural. And human performance, if you want to try to find acceptance based on human performance, it's got to be A pluses all the time. Because God's perfect. If you want to walk in righteousness, it has to be supernatural. Because in our flesh, we're not perfect. And so Jesus gave the standard. He said, here's the standard. Not committing adultery, is that you're free from it in your heart. Not committing murder, but something supernaturally has happened to you on the inside. And that's why Jesus said, in the scripture, he said, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes of the Pharisees and the Pharisees and the scribes, he said, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven or explore the kingdom of heaven. There's another place in John where he says, unless a man's born again, they can't explore the kingdom of heaven. He said, because here's the thing. Pharisees or good churchgoers who feel good about themselves or try to defend themselves because they go to church, they try their best, they roll up their sleeves to perform. But one of the things I learned over the years, this is the nature of our humanity. The harder I try, the worse I fall. And then what we end up doing is like the Pharisees did. You have a public life that everybody sees, and then a private life where everybody sees, the ones who really see. Where on the outside, you look like one thing, but on the inside, when the doors close and the drawbridge comes up, your life is messed up. Because it's on the inside out, not just the outside. We can fake it on the outside for short periods of time, but it's what's going on the inside. And that's why he said you have to be born again. You actually have to become a new person. You may have the same body with the same personality, but your operating system, what makes you function, the ability that you have to be somebody that's pleasing to God has to change. There has to be a supernatural occurrence. And he meant that literally. It's not just some cute theological term. He meant you get born again. It says in 2 Corinthians 5, he said, if you're in Christ, you're a new creation. You become something brand new that you never were before with a supernatural capacity to manifest righteousness from the inside out. Not just outside performance. That's why this verse in Romans chapter 8 is so important. For with the law, outward performance, trying to keep outward standards, trying to keep up the appearance, could not do because of the weakness of our fallen humanity. God did, sending his own son, the likeness of sinful flesh, as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. There's awesome stuff in there, but in order that, here's the point of Christ's death, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, not by us, but in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, human effort, but according to the Spirit. For those who are according to the flesh, no matter what their outward stuff is, their minds are set on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. The mind set on the flesh is death. The mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. In other words, only the Holy Spirit can fulfill the righteousness of the law. And Jesus said, the righteousness of the law has to surpass that of scribes and Pharisees. So it's not an outward thing. It's something that does done in us by the Holy Spirit. Because when you become a Christian, when you're born again, that's the thing that you receive. The Holy Spirit, the supernatural person that makes the living life of Christ real inside of you. So that those things that God requires of you, He's prepared by the Holy Spirit to actually perform in you and through you. That's Christianity. A person can go to all the church they want to go to. They can be confirmed, baptized, do all the stuff, do all the rituals. But if there's not a supernatural source in them that's changing them from the inside out, they're just being religious, trying to do the thing, but on the inside, they're a mess. And that's what I was all those years ago. Christianity, in terms of human effort, isn't hard. It's impossible. But there's one who comes to live in us when we're born again. It's the Holy Spirit, who makes Jesus real to us, who makes this supernatural life possible. So that from the inside out, you're fulfilling, you're being pleasing to God. You've been a new person. When I first started walking with the Lord, one of the ways I knew that something miraculously happened to me is that I wasn't just one thing out among people. I was living with my sister and living in her basement at the time. When I would go home and I would be in the basement, it was good by myself. Didn't mean that I always got it right, but it meant when I did get it wrong, I knew when I got it wrong, how to get back right again, not by rolling up my sleeves and trying to do better, by drawing from the source that was now my very life, Jesus Himself who lived in me by the Holy Spirit. But I remember being by myself and thinking, it's really good on the inside. My thoughts are changing. My desires are being transformed. Because there's something on the inside that's making the difference. It's an inside-out thing. Amen? Lord, cause Your Word to sink into our hearts. Expose our need for You, Lord. Thank You that You've offered new birth, a new start, a whole new life as a whole new person. You came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And it takes Your presence in us for that to happen. Lord, that's Your offer, but that's Your promise. We bless You, Lord. Amen.